It's 2:20 and this is Observer Radio News. I'm David Draper. It's 12 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news, an apparent suspect in relation to the failed terror threat to Via Rail was reportedly to be deported from Canada in 2004. Canada tried 9 years ago to deport Reed Jaser, one of the two men accused in the Via Rail terror plot, but authorities didn't proceed and later granted him permanent residency. Jaser arrived to Canada in 1993 with his family and was said to have claimed refugee status. Their claim was denied but appealed. When his parents later withdrew their claim from refugee protection, changing to the deferred removal order class, Jaser could not be included in that program because he had criminal convictions. In 2004, a warrant was issued for Jaser's arrest so he could be deported. He is currently in custody after his failed terror plot. Two men are dead after violence in the city's north and east ends last night. In one case, police say two intruders entered an apartment near Young and Shepherd around 9 last night, where they stabbed one man several times. The victim was taken to the hospital, but died later from his injuries. And in the east end, a 20-year-old man was shot dead near Old Finch and Morningside Avenue. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Has anything good ever come from being handed a ticket by a police officer? Fines, demerits, and suspensions are only a few things that await a person who has been ticketed. However, police officers at Scarborough's 42 Division are trying a new way to use tickets to reward instead of punish. Observer Radio News' James Tessier reports.
Scarborough's 42 Division Police Station serves the largest area of all Toronto's 17 divisions. With about 250,000 citizens in the area, vast amounts of tickets are given out each year. Inspector Dave Saunders came up with the idea of positive tickets after deciding to create a different kind of ticket, one that is handed out as a reward and not a punishment. Project manager Constable Patricia Hung explains how such a new concept is difficult to introduce to the police force.
So one of our biggest concerns with it would be a hard sell to officers because it kind of goes against the grain of policing. No, it doesn't go against the grain. We say thank you to people all the time, but we're not used to having a tool to thank people with. We just never have had it, right? So it anything new is always kind of have to work at it to get it in. So the officers, the response has been fantastic.
Rajiv Singh is a recipient of a positive ticket. Singh believes that this new initiative will not only help encourage people to do good deeds, but also connect the community to police officers of the 42 Division.
See, to me, it builds a relationship between myself right now and the police community. The policing and the whole, it's a total different relationship than before. You know, you're always scared of police and police will tell you, oh, this is not right, that's not right. But now, you know, the positive attitude towards everything.
The 42 Division will continue their work with the positive tickets and will try to encourage other divisions to adopt the program. James Tessier, Observer Radio News, Scarborough.
In sports, after their 4-0 win over the Florida Panthers last night, the Toronto Maple Leafs play their final regular season game before the playoffs on Saturday against Montreal. The potential first-round matchup takes place at the ACC where Ben Scrivens is expected to get the start. Puck drops at 7 on Saturday. The Toronto Blue Jays blew a 3-0 lead against the Yankees last night, losing 5-3. Tonight, Josh Johnson has been scratched from his start due to triceps tightness. Aaron Laffey will make the start in his place. Ivan Nova counters for the Yankees, and first pitch is set for 7 o'clock in the Bronx. On Saturday night, John Jones fights Chael Sonnen at UFC 159 in Newark, New Jersey. Catch it on pay-per-view. In entertainment, Justin Bieber is in trouble yet again. Swedish police have said that they found small amounts of marijuana and a stun gun in Bieber's bus outside his concert in Stockholm. They didn't lay any charges because no one was in the bus during the search. In theaters tonight, the new movie Pain and Gain starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Mark Wahlberg opens up. It's an action comedy based on a true story whose plot is to kidnap and it goes horribly wrong. And that's Observer Radio News. For more, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm David Draper.